Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
This is Jessica again. Our on a recorded
line. I don't know what happened.
Me either. I apologize.
Okay.
But this is my direct line here. The call is being recorded again.
Okay.
The next question here was, did you disclose any abuse to anyone?
Did I disclose this information to anyone?
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, I've been married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is aware of this. But
okay.
As a child, when I told people about this, they didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you were young?
Yeah.
Okay. So you told when, okay, bear with me. When young, told,
I told my parents.
Parents?
I told my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's deceased now.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
You know, and I told an aunt of mine who was close to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's deceased.
Okay.
And they wouldn't believe me because I was so bad when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and
so wouldn't believe nothing like that could happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that made me bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I wanted to block it out my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to do that, I was fighting against myself.
Yeah. So let me get the dates here. For the, when you told them, was it right when it happened? Like roughly in the 70s, 72?
Yeah, it was, you know, during the course of that time.
And then also let me put in here, you also told your wife?
Well, yeah. She was the one got this number from me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good. Because I still have nightmares.
Oh, I'm sure.
And she say I need to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her I would.
Yeah, that's awesome that she did that for you. And you also very strong for doing it too.
Right.
So
thank you for that.
Absolutely. And that the next part here, it does, the attorneys do want a small description of how the abuse has affected your life.
Terribly.
Absolutely, yeah.
It has affected my life terribly. I have one child, right? And I refused to be in her life because I was afraid I would hurt her. So I've never been a part of her life. Always stayed away just to protect her. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't know how to raise a kid at my young age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the way I was being raised in them places, I didn't know if that was the right or the wrong way at the time. You know, I just had a messed up life, man.
Yeah, it's okay.
And to be still alive, I'm really shocked. I think my wife saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I'd done all that time in prison, I came home and met her. And you know, we got back together and she saved me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But she didn't know I had a monster inside. He wasn't abusive. I wasn't abusive to her or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was abusive to myself.
Yeah.
I would use drugs to escape mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I've been addicted to heroin and all kinds of stuff, man. I just lived a horrible life, man. And I'm so tired of holding on to this, man.
Mm-hmm.
I need help.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I put it in here, and then next question here, are you currently employed?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And was law enforcement ever involved? Did you ever tell any officers, anything like that?
I didn't understand.
Was law enforcement ever involved? Did you ever tell any police about it? The abuse?
No, ma'am.
No, okay.
No, ma'am.
And then, do you have any, pictures, any documents showing that you were there, anything like that?
Oh, wow. No, ma'am, I don't have.
No worries. If not, that's okay. And then, next here, the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
My gender?
Yes.
Like male or female?
Yes.
I'm male.
Okay. Thank you. And then the spelling of your first name is, we have Brian.
Yes.
And then Johnson, Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm Lavelle, middle name.
Okay.
Lavalle. Get it?
It was, oh, sorry.
L-A-V-A-L-L-E.
L-A-V-A-L-L-E.
Yes, like LaVal.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your date of birth?
2-1-60. 1960.
Okay, and again, it was 2-1-1960?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
216-58-0430.
Okay, and again, it was 216-58-0430?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the email address we have here is, looks like BEA4Home59@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. And then is the 667-228-9419 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
1517 Prestman Street. Yes, that's Prestman Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Maryland. 21217.
Perfect, thank you. And then, bear with me. Did you receive any treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
I have been seeing psychiatrists my whole life.
Okay. Do you know where, at least, or what year you first received treatment?
Wow. I can't go back there because I was institutionalized and, you know, seeing psychiatrists in prisons and stuff.
When's the last time you received treatment?
Last year.
Last year, so 24?
Yes, at a place called Conduit.
Conduit, okay. Is that, let me see, is that in Baltimore?
Yes.
Conduit.
Is that a place called 3400 Park Heights Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So bear with me here. And then I'm going to put in the notes here. You've seen therapists all your life? You've had therapy all your life?
Yes, ma'am, in different situations and different places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride.
No worries. That's okay. You've seen therapists all his life. Last place is Conduit Behavioral.
Yeah, behavioral health.
Perfect.
I have had serious issues with that subject, behavioral health.
Yeah, and that's understandable. So, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. It's amazing that you're even going to therapy and trying to get yourself better. You know?
Sometimes I wish I was dead.
Well, I'm happy you're still here and you are living to tell your story and, you know, show others and help others too. There's a lot of people who have been affected by this. It's horrible what you guys went through. It should never have happened to begin with. So, and lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. Ensuring that we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, I choose my wife.
Wife, okay. She lives with you, right?
Same address.
Okay, perfect. And then, bear with me. What is her name?
Beatrice Johnson.
And then her phone number?
667-228. Hold on.
No worries.
I don't want to do anything with this phone to try to get it. I think it's 9385. If not, I'll give it to you at another time.
Okay, no worries. So I will go ahead and submit these forms over to you. Is it okay if I send it, the forms, via text and email?
Yes, that's all right.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. Stay on the line?
Yes, stay on the line. I'll be right back. It'll be 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Okay, Brian?
Yeah?
So I went ahead and I sent you over the DocuSign. It was sent via text and email.
Fine.
Have you used DocuSign before?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. So I will, bear with me, walk you through it. There will do so. We will need also a at the end of the DocuSign. There'll be a paperclip. So you'll end up clicking the paperclip. It'll have you upload a picture of your driver's license or government ID. All we need is a front picture of it. So we will need to do that. Will that be too much to do over the phone as well?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So if anything, we can try.
Yeah, I can try.
Okay. And then I'll also be sending you a text message here after we're done with my name, the law firm's name, and then their phone number. They'll be following up once the forms are signed to verify everything and then also to introduce themselves. So please look out for a call from either me, myself, or the firm. And then I'm just going to read the quick disclosure to you before we get into it. Bear with me. So I'll be transferring you. They may go over the, and this is once you talk to the firm, they may go over the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and then also to ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms if need be, like a medical release, just so they can collect records to strengthen your case. If you see any paperwork from them, just be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are just standard practice, and we just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them, and this is once you signed, within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call yourself to follow up. And then can you confirm if you'll be available to speak to them once you sign the forms?
Well, I don't have a problem talking to you anymore. But as long as I don't have to travel.
Oh, yeah. It's just all over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have attorneys and all. Well, for this one, they have attorneys in Maryland because this is specifically for Maryland. So bear with me here. And then do you want to go through your text messages or email for the DocuSign?
See, I need my wife for this.
You think?
I'm kind of illiterate with this.
Okay. Because we could, when would she be? Is she with you now?
No, she'll be here about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. Do you want me to maybe follow up later and see if you guys can do it?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just follow up here in a couple hours. If I don't see it back, I'll check in with you guys, make sure there's no other questions, or if you need help, I can definitely walk through. And then we can kind of go from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. And then just look out for the text message from me here once we're done with the law firm stuff, and then we'll follow up here later today. But I do just want to say thank you so much for your time, Brian, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and God bless, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely, and take care, okay? We'll talk here soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.